This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. In our last installment, we examined comedian Bill Maher's comment that the Ten Commandments were not a great revelation. He suggested that their admonition that things like murder, lying, and stealing are bad is merely common sense and known by all men, and that this knowledge preceded the giving of the Ten Commandments. We saw how his comment is in right keeping with Scripture. But his comment is also somewhat hypocritical. To one who, at best, doesn't know if God exists, an appeal to common sense is the reason why all men know that lying and stealing are wrong is inconsistent with his worldview. In order for something to be common to all men, there needs to be a transcendent authority to impart it. If there is no God, then there is no transcendent authority to impart any knowledge of good or evil. In fact, the very concept of an inherent standard of good and evil is incompatible with the atheistic worldview. To one who doesn't believe in a transcendent supernatural being, no distinction can be made between right and wrong, and a common sense of right and wrong cannot exist. So for Bill Maher to appeal to common sense as evidence of God's irrelevancy is hypocritical. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. Or you can visit the Nick Guy Private Eye Facebook page for information and audio clips and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.